Good evening, one last time. It is 12:07, the 1st of December. Happy December, everybody. My name is Will Thompson. I am the headmaster of the WFR Guild. I know it always makes me feel weird to say that out loud. And this is going to be a quick and easy outline of what I want to do these days with the Guild. First off, let me introduce myself. Like I said, my name is Will. Most of you know me as either Zito Raven or Zito, or you know me as Will because we're friends, and that's cool too. I can tell you right now that we're going to be looking over a whole lot of things tonight. I've got a lot of resources that I'd like to read aloud to you. I'd like to highlight some very important parts of what is going to be happening with the Guild, and I will also be referencing some links. These links will be posted on the main WFR page, which will be in a comment on that page. And so all these links will be accessible from pretty much anywhere. First, I want to talk about this proposal I just wrote. It was decided probably about a month or a month and a half ago that the WFR Guild would start to expand, and originally the idea was that I wanted to expand onto other sites on the internet. And, you know, if that included places like MySpace or Facebook or wherever we ended up, that would be fine. And I thought, you know, okay, if that's what we're going to do, there's got to be some way to control this. You know, it's got to be organized. And so the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, maybe that's not what I want to do first. Maybe I should instead start to define what a chapter of the Guild is. And when I say chapter, basically I mean a section, a segment of the Guild that kind of operates independently according to the goals and methods of the Guild in general. And basically, you know, we do our own thing. What I'd like to do and what I've written a proposal for is to start a local chapter for here in my area, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, part of the United States of good old America. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to host meetings where we'd get together. Now, I am going to create this Guild local chapter on the assumption that it is both the WFR as well as the RPGA. That's the RPG Association, the Role Playing Gamers Association. The RPGA is sponsored by Wizards of the Coast. This is another link I'm going to put up on the page. The RPGA is sponsored by Wizards of the Coast. Wizards of the Coast is the publisher of Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering, Hecatomb, whole bunch of you know, very popular games. I myself personally have experience in Dungeons & Dragons as a medium of gaming. That is my focus and my strength. However, the WFR has proven that systems such as D20 and D&D and White Wolf and all these various systems, they only work so far when it comes to rules. And then, of course, you know, you have to get more creative. You have to be more freeform with it in order to do new things. So what we've learned with the WFR is that we can't really limit ourselves to one type of system or game methodology. So what I'm learning is that the WFR is going to basically be creating its own system slowly but surely. Not really as in we're going to start our own publications or anything at this point, but really we're going to define our own form of what is acceptable as far as a professional role player that doesn't require any particular system, such as D20 or D10 or LARP, which is live action role play, or, you know, whichever. But let me look over this proposal here real fast, and I'm going to highlight a couple of things that I would really like to share with you. We are recording again. I'm looking at this proposal right now, and I will be posting this actual proposal as a document to the wiki page as well, so that way anybody can come along and basically read it from top to bottom. Right now I have it as a Microsoft Word document, I will actually save it as an HTML file and post this to the wiki pages. Basically, I'd like everyone to just kind of read it over. I'm going to say what it says and give you my highlights. I start off with this introduction. I basically summarize everything that I'm going for here. I state the fact that I have recently become an RPGA member, and that I can actually host games and events. And so, based on that, I would like to start making the Guild a very professional, very organized organization. In so doing, I stated some things here. Importantly, I'm actually going to read these through. These are the goals of the WFR Guild. Our goals are to network RPG gamers of all forms, varieties, systems, and mediums, creative writers, and talented people who enjoy fiction and the elements of literary arts, including stories, poetry, alternative writing methods, and others. Another goal is that we wish to host discussions, hot topics, forums, guild votes, and guest speakers on all topics relating to role-playing, creative writing, conceptual design, and publication. And I will add to that basically anything in the fiction genre. As long as it works with the methods and the goals of the guild, I have no problem getting a little diverse with these things. And finally, to educate people on how to network, design, write, and work both locally and online, as well as using modern technology to make their efforts more affordable and possible. And I stated that basically because I can see the guild starting to do some very new things. Part of that is what I'm doing here tonight, recording basically my thoughts and ideas and kind of connecting with the members and with guests who come, you know, onto the wiki pages in order to learn, you know, what we're about. Something that I've been doing a lot lately is any of the official guild pages or pages that are specifically focused on the very central campaign settings such as Jashnia and some of the sci-fi locations and things like that. I'm trying to make sure that they are openly viewable on the web and basically available so that all people can look at them. There's going to be some formatting things that I'm going to talk about at some point. Basically, I would like to be able to host full role plays and full interaction from Elftown members and guests alike on the wiki pages on Elftown. I have some ideas with that, and of course, I will be stating those at future times. Moving on from the goals, I also talk about the guild methods. There are a lot of things that I talked about here. Basically, I wanted to outline for the management of Little Wars, which is a store here locally in Baton Rouge. They host lots of different types of events. They host gaming events on an almost daily basis. They have a very full schedule. And actually, this proposal has been written so that I can kind of be worked into that schedule come January. I'd like to do maybe one or two introductory guild meetings where we just kind of show up and discuss things and talk about them and whatever. But basically, I will be outlining the methods that are talked about here in this proposal. A lot of that includes the fact that we are a network of individuals. We are not a gaming group. We don't get together and, you know, game and record that. That's not really what we're about. What we're going to be focusing on is making sure that our members are more educated and networked and the best gamers that we can possibly be. Because I feel that ultimately by playing role-playing games and learning about, you know, campaign creation and world creation, you learn very intense and dynamic topics. So that's why the guild right now is diversifying. We're actually exploring almost anything in the fiction genre. I will be setting up an outline of things that I want to cover through the coming months. I basically will be trying to make a schedule of just about every 3 months, so that way we can line that up with what's happening with Little War's schedule. I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to the methods here. So basically, we're diversifying, and it's going to be creative writing, gaming, artwork and conceptual design, and basically running the whole gamut of things that we can do as members of a true guild. And when I say true guild, I'm referring to a very specific thing. And give me just a second while I go to this page. I'm going to be putting a link up to a Wikipedia page that basically outlines what it is that a guild is and what they do and why they weren't really as successful back in the day as they could have been. I will be posting that link, and that will be readily available as well. And so, based on that, the guild is actually going to be trying some new things. First of all, there's going to be some new titles worked that are actually going to line up with what guild title actually used to be back before the Dark Ages. I know that online we will not be able to do anything like member dues or anything like that for quite a while. But in order for the local chapter to work, I did put a little line in this proposal about membership status and membership dues. Now, online members are not going to be required this until the guild expands even further than what I'm going right now. However, I will be asking our local members to pay a small either quarterly or annual dues fee, and that's basically just gonna cover food and if we get a meetup group going or whatever, and then whatever money I need to put forward for Little Wars to give us either a discount or, you know, provide us with some kind of benefits to supplement the fact that they're actually giving us a place to go. And then, of course, as I was talking about the titles, we're going to have to develop what it is that is required of members in order to go up through the titles. I have outlined some of the benefits that I am hoping to do. These are all kind of tentative at the moment because Little Wars management and I actually have to figure out how much exactly we want to allow for our members and for our local chapter and so on and so forth. So the more I know, the more I will update you, and I can actually post that as full information. And then I talk here about networking, which is really important. I talk about the primary focus of the guild being gaming, the fiction genres, and any artistic endeavor. And when I talk about something being artistic, I'm talking about the literary arts, the visual arts, performing arts, and conceptual arts and design arts. And that encompasses a whole lot of things. So I can easily say that right now the guild is diversifying its interests. That being said, I also want to focus on technology and internet connections. Basically, communication is pretty far up there these days. As you can tell, we can talk to each other over long, long distances, and it actually works. I will be using the technology that I have available in order to try and keep us together and networked, and so that everyone can hear what it is that happens when we have our guild meetings. The reason that that's important is because, A, it keeps me from having to have someone directly on hand who's going to record the minutes either by pen and paper, which would really not be cool, or by typing, which, although it's faster, it's just, I'd rather have somebody fully involved in a discussion and fully involved in our meetings rather than just be a typist. So because of that, I will be recording everything audibly. People that attend the groups will have to be aware that they are being recorded. I'm sure that there's some privacy issues out there, but for the moment, I'm not going to worry about that. I talk about being, you know, going up through the ranks. You go from apprentice to journeyer to a master craftsperson. And I also talk about being an RPGA member. Those will all be covered in time. When I do my first introductory guild meeting, I'm going to go over a lot of this. I talk about the schedule and resource needs of starting a local chapter. And I also put my email address in here. I talk about events and projects, as well as financial needs. And one of the last things I put in here is the long-term goals of the guild. And this is important because without goals, obviously you can't really get anywhere. It is my personal goal to see the guild expand and to do more in terms of organizing and educating people. And, you know, rather than just being a hobby group where we all get together and do, you know, fun things, what I'd really like to do is get better at doing those things. Focus on storyline creation, character development, creative writing, conceptual design, setting application, plot line. You know, I mean, there's so many elements to what we do that I think that we can easily focus on them one topic at a time and really get somewhere. One of the first things that I will be starting with will be character development, creation and development, and then secondly, I will go into setting and campaign organization and creation. So I'm going to start real heavy right in the very, very first introductory meeting. Because of that, we will actually be working with as many professional people and organizations as we can. I know that it is not always possible to get a very, very professional person to come in and volunteer their time, but I'm going to do my damnedest to get that to work. I end this document by putting up other information, things that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be making signs, because I actually work at a sign shop. I'm going to be making signs for the guild so I can put them up at our Little Wars meetings. And there's also a lot of papers and documentation that I will be creating. When this documentation is fully created, I will post it to the web so that it can also be printed off if anyone ever... Sorry, if anyone else ever wants to start their own local WFR RPGA chapter, then I will be having this documentation available for you at that time. And then, of course, I basically define, you know, what kind of people and organizations I want to network with here locally. And I think that that's important, especially because when you're working locally, you need to... you need to work locally on many levels, and do a lot. Right now, I talk about, you know, focusing on education, and I know that sounds kind of, you know, high standing of me and all, but really, what's necessary is that we take the goals of the guild to a whole new level. And at this point, I don't want to just be a hobby and gaming group. What I really want to do is to figure out what is it about what we do that is so much fun, and how can we do it better? And because of that, I think that we're going to go somewhere with this. Let me talk about what I want to do with the online branches of the chapters. There are going to be only a few designated places where the guild will be branching. I personally despise MySpace. I cannot stand MySpace. I think it's flashy and pompous, and it's just way too overbearing most days. I am, however, a fan of Facebook.com, and I have started a Facebook chapter. And I will be inviting all of my closest moderators to come and join me on that that website, and to create a user page for there and whatever else they want to do. I already talked about the proposal that I have written for the Little Wars Management so that I can start my own local chapter here. And what I'd like to do with this first local chapter is sort of, you know, make them the guinea pigs. Let's experiment in what we can actually do as a guild and what we can do as an international organization. I know that seems really kind of far-fetched and you know, really out there as far as one of my ideas are concerned. But ultimately, that's what we are right now. The guild is international. I am proud to have members of this group who are from a completely different country and actually speak other languages as their primary languages. I only speak English. I really wish I knew more, but I can't help you guys there. However, I'm really glad to have such wonderful, talented, amazing people, and I definitely hope that that we can make this bigger than any of us ever imagined. Saying that, you know, give me your ideas. Send me your ideas. Either let me know on Elftown or send me an email. I will make sure that that is readily available for everybody. And yeah, if you have any questions or input or you know, anything, just let me know. One of the things that I really want to focus on, and this is going to help in a couple of ways. First off, my background is in Dungeons and Dragons. It's also in storytelling and design. I like to create worlds and campaign settings and plot lines. That's my strength. Because of that, I have been working on this focus world, which actually has an entire cosmology base around it, and this is the world called Jashnia. Jashnia was actually an idea that was created by the original creator of the Wiki Fantasy Roleplay, and that is an Elftown user named Madeline. I reference her a couple of times because I think it's important that people know that, you know, I didn't originally create the group. What I did create was the guild organization. And so, because of that, I've been trying to steadily expand and diversify the guild. I think that we're doing a good job with that, and I think that it's going to be even more amazing come here in the future. Okay, so I'm going on 20 minutes here. I'm going to try and wrap up as quickly as possible. Jashnia is one of the ideas that Madeline started, and it was basically the first and official focus of the Wiki Fantasy Roleplay. During the time that I have been here, Jashnia has grown immensely. It has multiple continents, a full history, a surrounding cosmology, non-player characters, player characters, everything. It's awesome, amazing. We've got some great maps working. We've got some very talented artists involved in this project, and I'm really proud to see that there's so much working there. Because of this, I will be changing things just a little bit. I'm going to be setting things up and formatting things so that on these Jashnia pages, it will feature information about role-playing in Jashnia, and then, of course, there will be links to information about Jashnia in general. And then in the comments section, I'd like to be able to allow all people to role-play openly. A free-form, you know, discussion-based, post back and forth, you know, post by post, either comments or roleplay, then that's fine. Because of that, there's going to be a little bit of formatting changes, and I've got some ideas that are going to help with that, and hopefully everything works out really well on that one. Right now, my good friend Kim London is working a lot on the guild pages and kind of trying to organize the moderators so that we are all in touch and so everybody knows, you know, what's happening and if they can be involved in it. One of the big things that's going to start happening is I'm going to start handing out titles. And I hate just handing things out like that. But at this point, I'm pretty sure that I know everyone well enough and what everyone is capable of to know who I can trust as my, you know, as my highest members of the guild. And that being said, there are certain things that I'm going to trust to you in terms of responsibilities. And of course, anything that you don't want to do, you don't have to do, aside from the things that are required as becoming a member. Because we state those pretty openly at the very beginning, I don't think that we're really going to have any problem with that. Because the WFR is a volunteer organization. You are giving your time and your effort because you want to. It's the same reason I do this, because it's fun and I really like doing it. And you know what? Seeing things happen like this is really quite cool. So I am going to finish this up real soon here. I'm going to post my links to information that I think that is important. There's going to be a couple of Wikipedia pages. I'm going to post the info about the guild and what being a guild is. There's also a page on D&D Wiki where I posted information about us there, sort of a quick history and projects campaign settings that we believe are working with our own goals and methods. I'm also going to post a link to the RPGA and wizards.com. I think that this is important because even though RPGA is started by a company that focuses on one particular gaming system, I don't think that calling yourself an RPGA member is really the same as calling yourself a Dungeons & Dragons player. I just really don't think that that's the case. I think what is more important is that you are networking with other people who have similar interests. And whether that would be freeform, wiki roleplay, or live-action roleplay, or conceptual design, or you're just an artist who really likes the fiction genre, you know, whatever. But I think that the RPGA is a good way to help promote that. And the more members of the WFR that I could get to be RPGA members, the better, I think. And I will also be posting a link to the Facebook chapter. I think that that's important, especially for my moderators that I'm going to be asking to come and you know, be in touch with me on a consistent basis. I know that every once in a while I kind of fall off the face of the planet, and Elftown is one of the first sites to go because there's just so many pages that I'm watching that my, you know, I come back and my list is a thousand feet long. The other thing I want to go over real quickly before I end this are my ideas with how I'd like to restructure the actual Elftown system of the WFR. First of all, probably about a year ago, I created a page called the RP Council on Elftown. And, well, though the idea was interesting and I wanted to continue the goals and methods of the guild, it didn't really work out that well, and it looked like, for the most part, there was almost no real interest. I will be posting the link to that page also on the Elftown WFR main page comments. And go ahead and look it over. It references the Elftown clans, another idea that I had. That's another thing I'd like to talk about at some point. And basically, you know, making sure that everyone understands that in the future, the Elftown clans is going to be a very important part of the WFR. If you want to be a member of the highest ranking parts of the WFR, I'm going to require that you be a part of the Elftown clans if you're a member on Elftown. And if you're not, well, you know, we'll figure something out with that. The other thing that is going to change is, you know, I started the RP Council, the Role Players Council, and, you know, it was met with almost no interest. And almost, I think the biggest problem was that there were a lot of people that said, okay, well, you know, this looks like a good idea, but I have no idea what you're going for. What are we supposed to do here? Basically, I started the Role Players Council so that there would be a, you know, a group of people who got together and made important decisions about, you know, what the goals and the methods of the group are, and, you know, what do we want to see happen. And on Elftown, that's important because you can get a good idea of what it is that you actually want to get accomplished by networking and communicating with other people. Unfortunately, Elftown is also kind of a small populace, and unfortunately, role players are an even smaller minority of that populace, and so I think that we're running into issues with that. Because of that, every specific chapter of the guild is going to have its own council. I'm basically going to remove the content from the Role Players Council page and basically kind of like redirect people to the WFR Council. And there's going to be a couple of different councils. Every chapter will have the ability to create its own council of members who are basically like voting members. If this was any other nonprofit organization, we would call it a consumer advisory board. And we will be doing the same thing that any other consumer advisory board would be doing. Since I've said all of that, I believe that I have covered everything I need here. I will be posting the proposal as an HTML document along with a comment on the main WFR page, which is on Elftown. It is simply elftown.com/_, which is that little line down towards the bottom, kind of like an underline, underscore WFR, and that's just simply it. It's pretty easy. It's the quickest one I could come up with, and I think that one's going to work for us. That particular page is going to be our main page. It's also going to need to be the most professional looking. So anybody that wants to help with that, please, you know, just let me know what it is that you want to do or what you can do, and let's make that look as good as physically possible. Aside from that, I will be posting those links and review them if you can, and if you have any other questions or input or ideas or whatever, give me an email. That's the best way to reach me. And if not, just message me on Elftown, and that should be just as good as well. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. It is 12:40 at night, and I'm about ready to go to bed. We'll figure out a way to close these meetings someday. Have a good night.